Zimbabwe today filed new criminal charges against a group of 70 suspected mercenaries whose plane was seized there earlier this month. The government says the men are soldiers of fortune who were on their way to the West African state of Equatorial Guinea to overthrow the government. 20 men accused of being the advanced party of the plot are being held in that country. The alleged coup plot is raising questions about mercenary activity in Africa and how it contributes to instability. NPR's Jason Bobian reports from Johannesburg, South Africa.
Lawyers for the 70 men detained in Harare deny that their clients are mercenaries. They say the group was en route to the Democratic Republic of Congo to provide security at a mining operation. Most of the detainees served in the apartheid-era South African Defense Forces, and several have ties to one of South Africa's most famous but now defunct private military companies, Executive Outcomes. Equatorial Guinea is sub-Saharan Africa's third largest oil producer. Martin Rupia, an expert in African military strategy at the Institute for Security Studies in Pretoria, says there's often great incentive in Africa to launch a coup.
Where you have resources emerging, either it's diamonds, either it's timber, either it's oil, then you begin to see an assault on the African political and economic structures, which are themselves, I must admit, sometimes very weak, including what we see in Equatorial Guinea.
Last year, Equatorial Guinea produced about 350,000 barrels of oil a day. The tiny country sits in the armpit of the continent, where the West African coastline curves south towards the mouth of the Congo River. Despite generating billions of dollars a year in oil exports, living standards in the country are some of the worst in the world. Rupia concedes that the current regime in Equatorial Guinea is deeply flawed, but he says Africa can't afford to have its leaders deposed by whoever can hire the biggest private army.
The interesting feature is this does not happen in Europe or the United States. It is a phenomena which is we see happening in Africa, and it's a very worrying feature.
While Rupia says that shadowy international capital is destabilizing Africa by funding mercenaries, some human rights groups say legitimate international companies are destabilizing Africa by coddling regimes like the one in Equatorial Guinea. Sarah Wykes with the London-based group Global Witness says Equatorial Guinea is extremely unstable because the average person there has seen almost no benefit from the nation's vast oil wealth. She says the oil companies and the international community need to pressure Equatorial Guinea to use its mineral resources for development.
There's complete lack of transparency over the management of the oil revenues. In fact, the president has said on several occasions that oil is a state secret. And basically, at the moment, there's no clear information about exactly where this oil wealth is going. The only thing that is clear is that it isn't going to benefit the country and the people's development.
The 70 accused mercenaries who were arrested at Harare International Airport on March 8th are expected to appear in court by the end of this week. Jason Bobian, NPR News, Johannesburg.